Living in a Happy World. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today, Living in a Happy World. You know, thinking dumb thoughts is perhaps one of the most wonderful ways of living in a happy world. Living dumb thoughts, whoever thought of living dumb thoughts? Well, for instance, today it's very misty outside, and it could be rain, according to our barometer here. It says no rain. Yesterday it said rain, the day before it said rain, and it was no rain. But today it looks more like rain than it did yesterday when it said it was going to rain. So it's just sort of a dumb world. I'm happy in my dumb world. I don't care whether it rains or whether it doesn't rain. Well, now, I go outside when it's misty, and very misty, like a London fog might be. And I walk from the Hermitage up to the monastery, and as I walk along with Rex, getting ready to have our breakfast, I look at the mist in the air. It just hangs there. It's not falling, it's not rising, it's just hanging there. And then I think to myself, I wonder if I could, I know I would if I could, I wonder if I could count every one of these little drops of mist hanging in the air. They're just hanging there. They're not falling. They're just there. And they're beautiful. And they light on my face, giving my face a gentle touch. Every little drop of mist lights on my face and says, I love you. I love you. I love you. And my goodness, I am more loved than I could ever realize, because every drop of mist is saying, I love you. And it's saying, I'm not too cold, and I'm not too warm. I'm just mist, and I'm touching your face, and I'm caressing your face, and I'm saying, you're the most wonderful man in the world. And it's fun being crazy. It's fun being nutty. But you know, if you go around the world, like I do, and you count your blessings, oh my, I'm a very busy person just counting my blessings. But as I go around counting the drops of moisture in the air, the drops of moisture in the air, the mist in the air, it doesn't go down, doesn't go up, it just hangs there, just sets there, like it says, hey, come on, wash with your face, bring your face right along here. Don't turn your head down so that you miss us. Lift your face up, lift your nose right up to the sky and say, come on, mist, touch me and tell me how much you love me, because I sure love you, mist. You're so wonderful, mist. You just do good things for me. Now, when it's raining, I say that same thing, but a little different. Because in the rain, it's coming down pretty heavy. And it's not only gently touching my face, it's washing my face. It's washing all the warmth away from my face. And I sort of turn my face down just a little bit so I stay a little more cozy. But the thing is, it's kind of fun. And when I get in the house, or at least I get to the porch, and I take my jacket off and I shake it so that all the raindrops fall down outside the house, and all the mist off the morning mist is off, and I am just so fresh. And I walk into the house, and as I walk into the house, my face is cool, really nice and cool. I feel warm and cozy inside. My face is cool. My face has been blessed by the mist. Been blessed by the morning mist, and I am just so happy. And so, there I stand there, have taken off my coat, took off my shoes from outdoors and put on my slippers, and I'm ready to greet all the other monks. They're all gathered around, and we gather in a big circle. And I reach my arms around the monks next to me, and I am ready for our morning om. And everyone is standing there. We're all having our feet flat on the floor so that we got a good stance. And then we say to ourselves, Om, 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 Om. A little stronger, a little more powerful, and a little deeper. And everybody laughs when I get off key or something like that, but hey, that's part of the game. And we say Om, which means I love me, God in me loves me, God is me, and I am God, and the world is wonderful. Yes, Om, Om, oh my, oh my, oh my. And I feel so good. And we all sing it together. We all sing off-key together. I've never been in a group who could sing so off-key like the group of monks that we say our morning Om. And we sing Om, 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 Om. And we just rattle it out and sing it out, and our whole body just vibrates with the Om that we're singing. And then we say seven times, I like me, 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 I like me. And then we say, we're still holding everybody, we're still holding each other. We say, I am peace. And then we say, I am independently wealthy. And then we say, and so it is. And with that, I take the person on my left and give them a big hug. And then everybody else grabs who they can and they give them a big hug. And then a kiss right on the lips. And then we go around the entire group, everybody hugging everybody else individually and definitely, and giving each a big kiss right on the lips and saying, I love you. I love you. You're wonderful. I love you. And wow, living in a happy world. I'm making my world happy with everything I do. And then as we all finish hugging each other and kissing each other and telling each other how much we love each other, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, are we ready for a happy breakfast. And we go over to the breakfast table and we sit there, and little Love is having eye drops in his eyes right now, and so I give him eye drops at every meal. At every meal they bring little Love to me, my little mini pincher, Ellen's mini pincher really. And they put this happy little guy in my lap, and he looks into my eyes and he says, you're wonderful, you love me, oh yes you do, I'm living in a happy world when I'm in your arms. And I smile at little Love and say, that's right. And so I put the drops in there, and then I hold his eyes closed for 30 seconds so that he will have the drops do the work inside. And then after I'm done with that, I set him on the floor. And he shakes and he looks up at me and he says, how about a treat? And I said, in due time, in due time. And Rex, my big golden retriever, he's laying there and he says, I'm ready. My time is here now, whenever you're ready, Dad. And I am so happy. I am so happy. I'm living in such a happy world and such a joyful world. And it's such a good world. But it's a world that I have made and that I make daily. Every moment of my life, every moment of my life, I make a happy moment. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to have a happy moment, to live every moment of my life in a happy world. But I do it to myself. When the mist falls on my hair and falls in my face, I say, wow, how lovely. I live in a happy world. When I walk up the path and I feel so wonderful with the feet, with the dirt under my feet and the pathway under my feet, it's just so wonderful. And little belly flowers growing out here and there. And it's spring and it's wonderful time. What a wonderful world, what a wonderful day. And then I look off into the distance. I used to be able to see the mountains there, but now the mountains are shrouded in a mist. And it looks, oh, so beautiful. It's so like a blanket of love surrounding each mountain. And I look all the way around, 365 degrees, and I look every direction. And Rex looks at me and he says, what you looking at? And I said, I'm looking at my happy world. And Rex says, well, my world's pretty happy too. He says, I got more smells around here to check out than you can imagine. I said, I imagine very well, Rex. I see you going around there 100 miles an hour with your nose to the ground and you're smelling everything and you're checking everybody. You know, that's your morning newspaper. You know who has been by this morning, what visitors have come by, what friends have come around the yard, what animals, what critters have been living out here. And he says, that's right, I do. And he says, you know, they're all friendly people. Because, you know, I surround this property with my pure white light of love, Dad. I do that every day, every moment. I surround this property with my pure white light of love, and everybody who walks on this property is a lover, just like me. And I say, oh, Rex, you're so right. I understand Rex. He talks in a language that I can understand, and that language of his heart lets me understand clearly every thought that goes through his mind. And he is a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous guy. Just like you. You're wonderful, beautiful, fabulous. And you too can live in a happy world by calling everything in your world happy. By looking at everything that takes place in your world and saying, it's wonderful, it's glorious, it's fantastic. And then I have my email, and as I check my email in the morning, I see people from around the world contacting me and saying, hey, I was listening to your thought for today. It's wonderful. Hey, I was listening to your ideas of your instant illumination. Hey, it's wonderful. I've been listening to your talks on Mr. Candle talking to the little children. Hey, you know, I've been listening to your meditation techniques. Hey, I've been listening. And they tell me all the things they're listening to that I put on the internet. And I put them on there, and I never know if anybody hears them or not, because that's rather private. But when they send me an email and say, hey, I like that. Hey, that was wonderful. It makes me feel 10 feet tall, because my world is always happy. But my world is even happier when I make someone else happy. And when someone else is made happy by what I've done, and they contact me by letter, by email, or by telephone, or by any of the hundreds of ways they can contact me, it makes me feel wonderful. But I live in a happy world, regardless whether I hear from people or whether I don't. Because I'm sure hundreds, maybe thousands of people listen to this talk every single day. And as they do, they let their life become more joyous, more wonderful. And they too live in a happy world. You, each one of you, are living in a happy world because you're in my world. And my world is happy. And I'm thinking about the wonderful clothing you have. I'm thinking how handsome, how beautiful you look. I think of the wonderful food that you eat and how it nourishes your body and strengthens you and encourages you to be all the magic that you are. I think about all the wonderful thoughts that pour into your mind and out of your mind and through your mind, and that you send these thoughts everywhere. The thoughts of love, the thoughts of peace, the thoughts of joy. Yes, you're living in a happy world because I'm living in a happy world, and I see your world happy, happy, happy. And as the Om says, independently wealthy too. Isn't that nice? Yes, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm living in a happy world. Everyone lives in a happy world when they want. And everyone has all the wonderful things they could ever desire in their life when they live in this happy world. And if you want to live in a happy world, you name it and claim it. You call the mist wonderful, delightful. You call the beautiful pine trees that are standing all around my wonderful hermitage here. And as I look at them, they're bathed in the morning mist. And the gray background makes the green of the pine needles stand out all the more gloriously, all the more beautiful. And the very noble pine cones standing off here on the tips of the branches and just saying, yes, I'm ready to be planted and bring forth more beautiful pine trees. Yes, I am. And I look around, and everything I see is a happy world for me, because I live in a happy world. Do you live in a happy world? Is your world as happy as mine? I know it is, because I see your world, and my world, your world. And your world is a wonderful world, too. Have a lovely day and know that every moment of the day I say I love you, I love you, I love you.